Goodbye, Roxanne. I'm afraid the battle may be lost, and though I fight with all my strength, yet I will die before I see you again.
You read well.
That I should leave you with so much of my love still unexpressed is my greatest sorrow. For now I know that I was put on this earth to love.
And that voice.
And to love you above all others.
A voice I've heard before.
Please know that my heart is ever yours.
Cyrano.
And my love for you will be as boundless in the next world.
How can you read the letter?
As it was in this.
It is dark.
Roxanne.
For 15 years, you let me believe
he was your husband.
But you were my love.
No.
After all this time, your heart betrays you.
Please, Roxanne.
But there is still time left, Cyrano. I held a torch for one long gone. I sought to mourn. Him was my duty. Now I stand blinking in the dawn. And see I've missed a greater beauty. Locked behind the convent gate, I chose a solitary fate. Love was always right beside me, but my love had to wait. The tears on the letter were yours,
but the blood was his.
My dear Cyrano, what is this?
This is God's little joke. I always hoped the end would come by the sword of an opponent worthy of me. Instead, death ambushed me like a coward in the night.
Die? Surely not. I will get help.
Don't leave me, Roxanne, or I will be gone when you return.
No, this cannot happen. I've only ever loved one man, and I've lost him twice.
You love?
I've loved you. Since the night you stood beneath my window, and your words of love flew up and made me whole. I cherished every letter, but should have known you better, for your words were always windows to your soul. You're supposed to die now.
But I think I've only just begun to live.